Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I wanted to ask the boys in the aquarium if they have any idea what today is the anniversary of.
I think I might know.
Let's start with Intern John, who I highly doubt has any idea. Hello, Intern John. How do you do, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Any girlfriend development since I've seen you last?
Nope.
My guy. Any idea what today is the development of, or the anniversary of?
You and your wife's anniversary.
Nope. Not a terrible guess, though, and I appreciate your sincerity. Jeff Walker. What are the landfill? Considering the reaction, the look Jeff just gave me, my guess is he was DJing till about 4:30 a.m. Jeff, are you even aware of what I'm talking about?
Yes, I'm aware of what you're talking about.
All right, one for one, baby. What is it the anniversary of?
I do not know.
My man, and you didn't even have a guess. At least Intern John had a guess.
Yeah, because I'm over here trying to think, like, what really happened August 11th.
Landfill, I think, knows. Brian Mitchell.
I have a clue.
Do you know what today is the anniversary of?
Is it historical or is it something sports-wise?
A little bit of both.
Don't know.
Particularly relevant to this year's radio program.
We started our show. Nope. We started that in February.
It was our first kiss. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'll be back.
I'm just kidding, obviously. Do you know what it is, Landfill, or you want me to read it?
Well, I thought I did, but then you said it was relevant to this show.
Yeah, when you said relevant to this show, you
all right, what do you think it is then, Landfill?
I thought it was the anniversary of Todd Bowles holding a press conference after Geno Smith got punched in the face.
It may very well be.
Okay.
Or it could be somewhere around D-Day or something.
No, D-Day is June 6th, I believe.
But it was something pertaining to D-Day happened on August 11th. I know that, but go ahead.
That may well be the case.
Is it VJ Day?
I don't believe so. But John, why are you pulling the mic down like that? What are you trying to make us hear, dude? I don't think it works like that. August 11th, 1990.
Yeah.
This is from my guy, Resh Manuel. Credit to him. August 11th, 1990. Jeff, you listening?
B. Mitch ran a touchdown.
Boom!
Oh!
Rookie!
Uh-oh.
Hold on now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I told you it
was kind of... We're starting off with a bang today, baby.
August 11th, 1990, rookie fifth-round pick Brian Mitchell opens Washington's preseason with a 92-yard return for a touchdown, setting up a record-breaking 14-year NFL career. Preseason is when opportunity knocks for hundreds of aspiring players, and B. Mitch kicked that door down.
Huh. So that's kind of cool.
Pretty cool day, isn't it?
Yeah.
The reason I didn't get it is because I thought Mitchell Bryan ran that touchdown back.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Who's Mitchell Bryan again?
No, that's what the guy said, Mitchell Bryan on the touchdown. And I think Frank Herzog came back in and said they never said his name wrong again. They didn't say Brian Mitchell. They said Mitchell Bryan. Yeah, but hey, but think about it.
You got to remember that play.
We were in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It was my first time ever returning a kickoff
ever
in any organized game because that is when the that we were playing against the Falcons in Chapel Hill, because this is where they were trying to push the NFL down to Charlotte.
Well,
to,
and the Skins to Carolina's team.
Yeah, it was a team.
Was it packed?
Oh, it was packed. And I remember nervous as hell, and I caught the kick, and I remember Wayne Sevier prior to that play saying, "Don't pussyfoot around." He said, "Get through the hole before it closes." And when I caught the ball, I'm telling you, it's like I was shot out of a cannon. I was full speed, got through the hole, come to the sideline. Charles Mann was like, "Man, you just made the team." And Wayne Sevier said, "You haven't done S yet." He said, "You on kickoff coverage, you better be on the damn tackle," which I was. And rest is
history. So you ran it back and then had to go back on the field for kickoff?
Yeah. when you're 21, 22, at that time, 20.
This is August of 90.
Yeah, about, I was 21.
It was a week before your 22nd birthday.
Yeah, and guess what happens? You don't have time to be saying you're tired. You better have some damn oxygen built into you, because rookies, we did everything.
So we
played offense, defense. We played offense, special teams. You had to be on something.
Was it return middle, left, right? Like what?
It was just called right return, but we ran kind of right of middle,
like just right seam.
We went between the right three and the four. Well, look, as we look at the R3, R4, went right in between them, and boom, out.
Was it a good size hole, or did you just go?
Right, it was a good size hole, but like the thing about it, when you're running to the hole, it may look like the width of a car. By the time you get to it, it's closing.
Yeah.
And you have to get through it. And I was out.
Untouched?
I think I might have had a finger or something, but that was it. But you know, it's like, you know, and then you get into the
open field. What'd you do in the end zone? Spike it, or?
I spiked it, because this is the moment where.
You had never returned a kick before.
Never. But this is the point where.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. That is astounding, dude.
Hey, but I played football a long time, and my whole thing, once the ball is in my hand, I know what to do with it. But. This is the point where you're thinking about, should I have taken that contract to Canada or try this? And you return your...
Was there guaranteed money in Canada?
Oh, yeah, I was fully guaranteed the first 3 years.
And nothing here?
No. Just what? the $35,000, $40,000 I got up front.
How much was guaranteed in Canada?
1.2.
In Canadian dollars or U.S.?
Oh, that's going to be U.S. money.
Damn.
So...
Talk about a Sam Cassell dance. So My man put it on the line.
So as I go through the hole, it's like, you know, you start thinking about it. And I've said this many times when I've done interviews, that game is what made me really, really fall in love with it. Having success early. Now I started to research and check everything out. And guys around the league that returned, Mel Gray. Mel got tired of seeing me because I would talk his ear off. Hey, man, so what about this? This. I was asking all kind of questions. But right there in my on the team was Joe Howard Johnson, who really taught me the game, the return game.
He had been a returner before.
He had been a returner, yeah. And he was returning here. He and Walter Stanley, both of those guys got hurt late on that season in the same game.
Oh wow!
Which I played quarterback, running back, and kick return in the same game. But then Mike Nelms been around. I had, you know, you meet Mike Nelms, and everybody told you how historically good he was, and asking questions. So that is the thing where, like, I always talk about offering your services. I talk to those guys. A lot of guys never say anything. I would think I have a lot of experience at it.
When did you know it was a house call? Like when you cleared the 40, the 50, oh, no, the no, other 40?
No. When I got through the first wave right around the 15, 20-yard line, nobody's going to catch me. That was over. House call, baby.
When did?
The only thing you worry about is don't trip. You know, don't do nothing stupid. And hopefully nobody behind you do anything stupid.
Ball's in your right hand, high and tight.
Gone.
So you get past the 20, 25, you know nobody's catching you. When did Canada leave out the back of your head? When you hit the 30?
When I got to the sideline, I'm thinking, like, you know what? I've always felt like when a person is stop talking to me, Siri.
You would have been a quarterback?
I'd have been a quarterback. Yeah, I just felt like when you find something that makes you love what you do, and hell, I love running touchdowns. And when I made that happen, getting to the sideline, I'm thinking like, I made the right decision. Because like I tell people, I dream.
Then Wayne Sevier says, "You haven't done bleep, yeah, get back out,
yeah,
there."
My dreams were always to play in the NFL. I never dreamed of playing Canada.
Sure.
You know, and I dreamed of playing quarterback in the NFL some, but I just dreamed of being in the NFL. I had the opportunity that first year to live out both of those dreams, playing and very early the Monday night game. And think about that. The chance I got to play quarterback was Monday night football.
Pretty cool.
We lost the game, but you know what? All those people I had bet over the years,
yeah,
I bet you I play quarterback in the NFL. Oh, you won't play. I got a chance to play, so they had to pay up.
Everybody in Plaquemine, Louisiana saw you play quarterback in the NFL on Monday night football.
There you go.
You know, the thing about Beamich and potentially playing in Canada, it reminds me of the time he told us the story when he had to drive all the way up there to try out for the Canadian team.
No, I didn't have to drive.
And everyone assumed that that meant Saskatchewan.
He had to drive to Shreveport.
But it was just Shreveport. It was 45 minutes away.
I had to drive all the way north for Canada. And we're like, holy. Remember we Googled it. We're like,
that's 17 hours.
Baton Rouge to Saskatchewan's 46 hours.
No, it was just Shreveport, man.
Yeah, it was 12 minutes away.
It was the thing about it, though.
That's like you and I have to drive to Columbia, Maryland.
It was so funny when I get to Shreveport and they say, hey, you going to throw some balls? I say, I throw a few balls, but I'm not doing all the stuff. And the guy throw the football. I'm like, oh, this ball is different. And I just start throwing, because Canadian football is a little fatter than the regular football, than the American one, the NFL. But most of the guys couldn't even hold the football.
Well, you have gigantic hands.
And, bro, it was so much fun to be able to just zip it. And then they say, you can just sit down. Don't worry about it. Rolled up there in my little red 300ZX.
Drove all the way up there. I mean, I have learned that people in Louisiana consider Shreveport to be basically North Dakota.
Nah, that's Lower Arkansas. Yeah, they have dry parishes up there. They one don't more, serve alcohol.
Well, that doesn't sound very Louisiana to me. One more time for the people in the back. August 11th, 1990, rookie fifth-round pick Brian Mitchell opens Washington's preseason with a 92-yard return for a touchdown, setting up a record-breaking 14-year NFL career. Preseason is when opportunity knocks for hundreds of aspiring players, and Beamich kicked that door down. I love it. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.